Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And I'm very glad to be able to be with you this morning and talk with you. We obviously are second week into the new year, and our lives are kind of upside down and crazy and backwards, and our nation is kind of flopping like a fish out of water right now. And we're trying to, like everyone else, keep our minds focused, keep our heads focused, and keep an eye on what's taking place in our across our nation, in our community, and things like that. And trying to continue to keep level-headed as we move forward and make sure that we are continuing our mission according to the museum, and also according to taking care of our veterans that are in need, our widows that are in need. I constantly have individuals call me on a daily basis as, what's going on in our world right now? What's going on in our community? What do we do? How are we supposed to do this? Can you help me? Because now I have new needs and new services that need to be taken care of. We have elderly veterans who are confused about what is going on. We have elderly, period, I'm confused sometimes about all the things that are taking place right now. And so right now calls for us to, as a community watch, as individuals that live here in Northern California and those across our nation, to keep a level head and to be able to take one day at a time. Some days it's like 1 hour or 1 second or 1 minute at a time, depending upon where you're at and what you're watching, what you're seeing. It seems like there's so much disruption out there with our media, with the news, with the blocking our president from even talking, regardless of what it has to do with. I mean, our First Amendment right of freedom of speech is being taken away from us second by second as we sit here, by those in the media, by those in the internet, the social structure that's out there, by certain politicians that think that what they have to say is greater than anyone else. We are losing our we the people opportunity second by second. The we the people, which is part of the Constitution, our preamble to the Constitution, is being taken away from us. And so we need to step back. We need to look at what's going on. We need to have a clear head and a clear mind. And let me tell you, it's kind of like being in combat when the bullets are flying and the bombs are going off. You can't lose your head. You have to be able to continue to think straight. You have to be able to continue to pay attention to what's going on around you. Because you have to take care of your men, you have to take care of your resources to be able to defend yourself and to get in the situation and get out of the situation, to get out of the kill zone. We called it rolling thunder. If you're being attacked or you're in the middle of a situation where you're being assaulted, you find your way out of that area to where you can gather your thoughts and gather your resources and your men, your power, the power of your unit, and be able to either escape that area so that you can regroup or to form up and reattack so you can continue to move forward. And so right now, we in our lives, as you look out across the horizon and you see the smoke everywhere from the attacks and the battles, and it's a figure of speech. When you're in battle and you can see where the enemy is at, and where the action is taking, there's always smoke. Where there's fire, there's smoke. Where there's a battle taking place. And you have to make sure that you know what to do and take on. So as individuals, you're going, okay, what do I do? I'm just an individual. What do I do? Well, I'll tell you right off the bat what I do to gather my strength is I look to the Lord. I look to God for my strength and for my courage and for my hope and for my strength. There were so many times that we were in combat, we were under fire, we were in situations where I had to make life and death situations, and it was okay, Lord, what do I do now? Literally, what do we do now? How do I make these decisions under fire and be able to move forward without losing life and limb, without losing the lives of the men around me, and for us to be able to continue to do our mission and then get back to the wire, back inside the wire, we were safe, where we can continue to gather our resources and to rest and be prepared to step out again. I would hope that you are already in that process, because after the fact is too late. It's like preparing for a flood and yet never preparing for the flood. Oh, yeah, we're going to do it, and then you don't do it, and then something happens, and then, boom, it's too late. Not having a fire extinguisher when you know there may be a fire. Not having batteries for your flashlights or food in your refrigerator or your cupboard when you lose power for 2 weeks because of the storm or snow or wind or anything like that. Those are basic, simple steps, simple items, and simple examples of what we do here at home. But once again, I draw my strength from the good Lord. It's His grace anyway that brought me back from Iraq. This is my second opportunity to live here in Northern California. It's my second opportunity to live, period. He gave me life. He gave me that opportunity. He gives each one of you life also. He gives all of us life, but we have to look to Him. We have to put our strength in Him. It's so easy to put our thoughts and our hopes in man. It's really easy to put our thoughts in humans that are around us or that are in the news media or whatever else. And even if they're good individuals and they're good people and they're trying to do the right thing, they make mistakes. And so our strength lies in God. Our strength lies in the grace of Christ dying for us and giving, rising again on the third day and giving us the opportunity for salvation. And when we have the hope, and we can put that hope in a greater cause, a greater being than what we are ourselves, where we know that that's the finite answer, that is the answer to all answers, then that gives us hope for every day. So even when things look like they're falling around us all the time, we still have that hope, and we still have that courage, and we still have that strength. And it's important for us to lean on each other, and I don't mean lean on each other as in rely on somebody else for all their assets and resources and whatever else. I'm talking about humanly leaning, talking, socializing, encouraging one another for us to be able to be strong in our community. A lot of times people call me through our programs just for a word of encouragement, because there's not enough encouragement out there from people in our community. We have all kinds of leaders. We have churches. We have everything else. But I don't see anybody out there doing it. It's really easy to talk about it. But if you don't walk the walk, talking the talk is worthless. And so I would encourage you in our community that if you are a believer and you know God and you know Christ, that you would call someone else, regardless of whether they're a Christian or not, and that you would encourage them. Hey, how are you? How are you doing at home? Are things okay? Do you need anything? Right now is the time for us to step up and to help others and to encourage others through these most difficult times, because silence is consent. When things are bad and you don't have the opportunity or you don't make the opportunity to help others that are in need, shame on you for being selfish, or shame on you for not caring enough. We in our Northern California area are different than anywhere else in the United States, and I'll put it straightforward. We have a more conservative area that we live in. We have more people that are like-minded as far as our Constitution and Christian and Christianity and things like that. And it's important for us to continue to be resources for each other, to be able to encourage each other through these difficult, difficult times, and to never, never, ever give up. Giving up is not an option. And I'm not going to give up on you in our community. I'm not going to give up through our museum mission, through our programs, things that are taking place, and for remembering our veterans who stepped up and sacrificed their lives for the freedom we have right now. The blood that is spilled for the freedom that we are about to lose if we don't step up, take courage, and continue to move forward. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and that is This Is My Country by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And let me tell you, this is my country, and I spent 23 years in the United States Navy serving all around the world to help protect this nation, to preserve the rights. We fought in Iraq so that the Iraqi people could have their own vote. When I left in 2003 after my first tour there, and we had taken out Saddam and everything else at that time frame, and they were able, the citizens of Iraq were able to go back and to finally be able to vote for themselves in a country where they had been dictated for so long, and they would come out of the voting and their thumb would be purple and they would hold it up because that's how they voted. They voted by putting their thumbprint on their ballot. And that thumbprint was the verification to everybody that they had voted for one thing because their thumb was purple. And their fingerprint was on that voting ballot to verify that they were the individuals that voted. What amazes me is that we go around the world helping other people to get the freedom and for them to step forward and to be able to have their nations away from dictators who kill them, who take away their rights and who silence them. And yet now we are having the same issues here in our own nation where we are being silenced for wanting the same freedom that we have given our lives to help others. I was talking to a World War II veteran, a friend that was working with a World War II veteran this week, and he looked to his caregiver and said, "Is this what I fought for in World War II? Is this what we died for during World War II to come back to a nation that has now given itself to tyranny and socialism and communism? Call it what you want to call it, but that's what it is. The brass tacks is straight up tyranny. And tyranny against freedom is dictatorship. If you don't see it on the horizon, you're not paying attention to life right now because they are trying to take every single right from us that we have fought for, that we have bled for, and that we have died for as veterans in our nation. And once again, I'll say it again, for those who don't wear the uniform of our nation, there are freeloaders, they are welfare recipients of freedom. And you know what? When you're given something with a silver spoon, you have no respect for it because you never had to work for it. You never had to sweat for it. You never had to bleed for it. So you have no ownership of it. And that's where we're at right now. We have a society of freeloaders. They don't even care about what they have that others have fought and died for to give them. Right now we're going to listen to a segment that's called An Advisor from the Past.
I had a dream the other night. I didn't understand. A figure walking through the mist with a rifle in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by the bed. He took off his three-cornered hat and, speaking low, he said,
"We fought a revolution to secure your liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave to make you the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we thought you'd always keep. But tyrants labor endlessly while your parents were asleep. Now your freedom's gone. Your courage is lost. You're no more than a slave in your land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel, permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or build a place for one. On land you think you own, you pay your yearly rent. But you don't have a voice in saying how that money's spent. Now your children attend a school that doesn't educate. And your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about your current news in a regulated press and pay more taxes than you owe to that thing called IRS. Your money's no longer made of silver or of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. And you pay for crimes that make your nation turn from God in shame. Now you've taken Satan's number and traded in your name. You give your government control to those who could do you harm so they could padlock churches and steal the family farm and keep the nation deep in debt while putting men of faith in jail and then harass your fellow countrymen while your corrupt courts prevail. public servants don't uphold the solemn oath they've sworn. And now your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. You send guns and artillery to foreign shore, and then you send your youth to slaughter, fighting other people's wars. Could you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or have you lost your courage and your faith to stand with pride?
Are there no more values for which you fight to save?
Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Then, people of this republic, it's time to rise and take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of your land. Preserve your great republic and every God-given right. And let us pray to God to keep that torch of freedom burning bright.
As I awoke, he vanished in the mist from which he came. His words were true. We are not free. We have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you're asleep and wondered what remains of our rights he fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave, "Is this still the land of the free and the home of the brave?"
Well, the question is it still the land of the free and the home of the brave? And I would say, yes, it is still our home. It is still our place for us to step forward. And yet now, instead of being in another country fighting the communism, socialism, and tyranny and dictatorship, it looks to me that we are preparing to deal with those situations right here in our very home. When we raised our right hand and we swore our oath to our nation on the Bible, it was to protect and defend the Constitution from terrorists, domestic and foreign. And that means individuals in our own country that go back and take away from what our original ideas and foundations were for this nation. God, country, and family. That's how it is. That's what I believe. That's what we fought for. God, country, and family. President Abraham Lincoln, 100-plus years ago, stated, "America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we are destroyed. We have destroyed ourselves from the inside out." How poignant it is that he stated that over 100 years ago, before he was assassinated for setting the slaves free through the Emancipation Proclamation. And yet here we are today, and we're actually seeing it take place. "The nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one." Alexander Hamilton. These men knew what it was looking like even 270 years ago when they founded the nation. They saw what was on the horizon, that if we didn't stay on top of it, if we didn't continue to work it and make it happen for this nation according to the Constitution, that what we're seeing today in our nation would take place. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Thanks to the dedication of the people of Shasta County, we are able to move more quickly through Phase 2 of California's COVID-19 reopening plan. As our friends and neighbors reopen their businesses, remember this carefully thought-out plan is necessary to continue to limit the spread of COVID-19, and following the reopening guidance is critical. We still need to do everything we can to protect our vulnerable neighbors. Those aged 65 and older or with underlying medical conditions should stay home as much as possible. Non-essential travel and mass gatherings are still not allowed at this time, and we all need to continue to practice social distancing. Wear masks when out in public, stay home when sick, and practice respiratory hygiene. To see a list of businesses that can reopen with modifications, go to ShastaReady.org and click on Roadmap to Recovery. Our continued dedication to reopening in a safe, controlled manner will help us beat COVID-19 and continue to move forward.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
I was there in the winter of 64. When we camped in the ice at Nashville's door, 300 miles our trail had led. We barely had time to bury our dead. When the Yankees charged and the colors fell, Overton Hill was a living hell. When we called retreat, it was almost dark. I died with a grape shot in my heart. Say a prayer for peace, for every fallen son. Set my spirit free. Let me lay down my gun. Sweet Mother Mary, I'm so tired, but I can't come home till the last shot's fired.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And let me tell you, when you're in combat and you're exhausted and you have to continue to keep moving forward because you can't leave your position or what your mission is or what your duty is until you're completely done, till it's over with. When we crossed the border from Kuwait into Iraq on September 10th, at about 11:30 at night, we crossed into Iraq. And as we're coming up to Iraq, to Al-Nasiriyah in southern Iraq, we started taking enemy fire. At 0106, I can remember 0106, we took tracer fire through the front of our convoy on the morning of September 11th, 2006. And the irony of us being there in country at that time, on September 11th, taking enemy fire, here we were. We were there because of the situation at 9/11 with the terrorist attack, and here we were 5 years later in 2006, September 11th, at 01:06 in the morning, taking enemy fire, dealing with the situation at hand. It wasn't something that we talked about. It wasn't something that somebody said, maybe we should do that. We were there. We were in the thick of it. We were in the middle of the fight, taking it back to the enemy. And so one of the biggest factors is recognizing who and what the enemy is recognizing what the threat is. Because there's a time to fight, there's a time to watch, there's a time to speculate, and there's a time to act. And we, as Americans, need to figure out what those time frames are, and we need to be aware of our situational awareness, aware of things that are going on around us. I'm going to play a part here for you from Paul Harvey. In 1965, radio commentator Paul Harvey took to the airwaves with a grave warning of the fate of America. And I'd like to share his wisdom and his foresight with you. As a kid growing up, I always look forward to listening to his quips and his stories and his straightforward thought. And the close of his comments, he'd always say, have a good day or good day. And you'd know that you had listened to Paul Harvey. You know, he'd given you a piece of advice, a piece of wisdom, something to think about the rest of the day. And we have lost our American heroes like Paul Harvey, who bring common sense to us over the airwaves. Right now, we'll be listening to Freedom from Chains.
At Runnymede, the Magna Carta was handed to King John on the end of a sword, denying to royalty the right of unlimited taxation. Yet you know, it was for us, the American people, to become the first in recorded history ever voluntarily to surrender our rights to private property. Yes, we did. With an innocent-sounding constitutional amendment, the 16th, which says that Congress will have the power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived, and we forgot to put any limit on the extent to which we could tax ourselves. Conceivably, we could be taxed out of all private property. We could be taxed not 70%, 80%, 90%, but 100%. We could awaken one morning and find that the government owns the farm and the house and the car and has a mortgage on the church, legally. Historically, whenever any nation has taxed its people more than 25% of their national income, initiative was destroyed and that nation was headed for economic eclipse. History says we'll roll forward on momentum for a little while, but we'd better get some more gas in the tank pretty quick. You see, ours is not the first by George Good government to arise on the world stage. There have been several. Rome, Spain, and Greece, and China, and each enjoyed about 150 years at its zenith. That's just about our time in the New World. And then each decayed away. Not one of them was ever destroyed by anybody else's marching legions. Each rotted away, morally, socially, culturally, economically, simultaneously. You know, one of the most cruel paradoxes of history is this. Because each was a good government, it bore bountiful fruit. And when it bore bountiful fruit, the people got fat. And when they got fat, they got lazy. And when they got lazy, they began to want to absolve themselves of personal responsibility and turn over to government to do for them things which traditionally they had been doing for themselves. At first, there appears to be nothing wrong asking government to perform some extra service for you, but if you ask government for extra services, government, in order to perform its increasing function, has to get bigger, right? And as government gets bigger, in order to support its increasing size, it has to what? Tax the individual more, so the individual gets littler. And to collect the increased taxes requires more tax collectors, so the government gets bigger. In order to pay the additional tax collectors, it has to tax the individual more, so the government gets bigger and the individual gets littler. And the government gets bigger and the individual gets littler until the government is all-powerful. The individual is hardly anything at all. The government is all-powerful. The people are cattle. Now, some believe that the need is for a vigorous, strong man to arise on the scene, to regulate and regiment the affairs of men. Yet history tells us there have been several such. Once upon a time, there was a nation great and powerful and good. She was suffering from the aftermath of war, from a depression. And then came upon the scene a leader, an idealist, self-confident, intolerant of criticism. Wisely, he limited his early activities to combating the financial depression. Nobody could argue with that. But in a while, he began to regulate business and establish new rules to govern commerce and finance. Some of them in diametrical disagreement with the God-made laws of supply and demand, but anybody who disagreed with those new rules was promptly fired. The national debt mounted alarmingly. Whenever anybody tried to tell him that governments, even as people, can go broke when they spend beyond their incomes, he said they just didn't understand deficit finance. Well, what do you say? Did he build on rock or on sand? I say on sand. I am satisfied with all my heart that if Uncle Sam ever does get whipped, here too, it will have been an inside job. It was internal decay. It was not external attack that destroyed the Roman Empire. Starting about 146 B.C., internal conditions in Rome were characterized by a welter of class wars and conflicts, street brawls, corrupt governors, lack of personal integrity and moral responsibility. And Rome passed into what history has recorded as the Dark Ages, lasting 1,000 years. Just by turning to the left, the world has gone in circles. Now either we will profit from the errors of their ways, or it follows us the night, the day, our children are going to have to relive the Dark Ages all over again. How come, after thousands of years of experiment, our new nation has come so far so fast? All this in less than 200 years. What is the secret of our success? Well, I think it had to do with a basic American's creed. Perhaps it never passed the pioneer's lips in this form, but if it had, I think he would have said something like this. I believe in my God, in my country, and in myself. I know that sounds like a trite, too simple thing to say, and yet it's a rare man today who will dare to stand up and say, I believe in my God, and my country, and in myself, and in that order. Well, sir, when that early pioneer turned his eyes toward the West, he didn't demand that somebody else look after him. He didn't demand a free education. He didn't demand a guaranteed rocking chair at eventide. He didn't demand that somebody else take care of him if he got ill or got old. There was an old-fashioned philosophy in those days that a man was supposed to provide for his own and for his own future. He didn't demand a maximum amount of money for a minimum amount of work. Nor did he expect pay for no work at all. Come to think of it, he didn't demand anything. That hard-handed pioneer just looked out there at the rolling plains stretching away to the tall green mountains and then lifted his eyes to the blue skies and said, thank you, God. Now I can take it from here. Well, that spirit isn't dead in our country. It's dormant. It's been discredited in some circles, driven underground, but it isn't dead. It's just that a few seasons ago, politicians baiting their hooks with free barbecue and trading a Ponzi promise for votes began telling us we don't want opportunity anymore, we want security. We don't want opportunity, they said, we want security. They said it so often we came to believe them, we wanted security. And they gave us chains, and we were secure. Suddenly, with our constitutional guarantees depleted, with our national character eroding away, with our tax laws penalizing those who dare to prosper, with workers concentrating on how little they can get by with instead of how much they can produce, suddenly we looked overhead one day to discover that the first tin moon in space was a Russian accomplishment. That free men dragging their feet had been outdistanced by slave workers dragging their chains. And we were sore afraid. Perhaps this was a disguised blessing too. Maybe a dramatic accomplishment by this Cold War adversary was necessary to get us off our dead centers and back to work again. If we can revive in ourselves, then in our youth, something of that basic American's creed, the horizon has never, ever been so limitless. For man stands now on the threshold of his highest adventure of all, his first faltering footsteps into space. 20 years from today, half of the products you will be using in your everyday living aren't even in the dictionary yet.
We've got it made. If we just keep on keeping on, we've got it made. And if we don't, we will follow those other great nation states of history into the graveyard of ignominious oblivion. History promises only this for certain. We will get exactly what we deserve.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is the Legal Edge.
In the midst of COVID restrictions, PJI has provided legal counsel and defense and informative Zoom meetings for hundreds of churches, pastors, and individuals. 2020 brought positive outcomes for many street evangelists criminally charged just for preaching.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
And if the glory, 100 stripes, 100 stories, it's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's them handwritten letters from home, it's them sleepless nights alone, it's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue, lay down his line. Mr. Red, White,
good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we are talking about our freedoms, and we're talking about the loss of our freedoms. We're talking about the chaos that is going on out and about and across our nation right now. And we're talking about standing tall and having courage in our community and amongst ourselves to make sure that we do not let these things overtake us, whether it's in our mind or it's in our finances or whether it's in our families. That we continue to look for strength, and I gather my strength from God, And I would encourage you to gather your strength from God. And as we move forward, we're going to talk about some of the community things that we have in our community to help us come together and support each other as citizens in our Northern California area, so that we're like-minded, and that when it seems like everything else is literally going in the proverbial going to hell in a handbasket, that we can know that the handbasket is owned by God. And what's going to happen is going to happen according to His will, but we need to have the faith, the strength to have that hope, to be encouraged that no matter what takes place, that He is in control. You know, I look back at Paul. Paul was in jail, and they were going to hang him or put him on the cross, and they said, "Look, we'll let you out of jail. All you have to do is deny God, deny Christ." And he said, "Are you kidding? I'm not denying God or Christ." And Paul writes, "Count it all joy when you come up against trials and tribulations." And I think to myself, every time I'm in a trial and a tribulation, I think back to Paul, and Paul's in jail and they're going to kill him. And he says, "Be joyful, because whatever is going to take place, you're going to have a greater reward after the fact because of our faith and our strength and our courage that we put in God." Because that's what this is all about, is when the rubber meets the road, are you going to falter? Are you going to run away? Are you going to give in? Or are you going to stand tall? Are you going to stand strong? And you're going to believe in God, in your family, and your country, and to not give up. Look, they take your guns away and put you in jail. They're going to kill you. Hey, it is what it is. Why not fight to the death and actually live for a reason? It's just like when we were in Iraq. If you were captured and became a POW, the enemy's going to kill you no matter what. So why let them cut your head off when you can go ahead and fight to the death and actually do something and do it for a cause and a reason? My guest this morning is Dan Scoville. Dan, it's really good to have you this morning. Dan's a local businessman here in our Northern California area, North State Pest Control. He's also a part of the Cottonwood Community Watch and the Cottonwood Militia. And Dan, I just want to say thank you for being here. We're going to talk about some survivability skills and things to do in our community and how we can come together and be strong and support each other and to support our foundation, our constitution, and to be able to make sure that when people have a need, that we can help rise up and take care of some of those needs.
Yeah, good morning, Rob. It's good to be here.
So I'm going to play a segment real quick one more time from Paul Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called If I Were the Devil. And then from there, we'll go ahead and we'll move forward to
my favorites.
Thank you.
If I were the devil. If I were the devil. If I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population. But I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. The... So I'd set about, however necessary, to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Well, Dan, it kind of gives you a pretty good outline of kind of what we're looking at right now with our government and with our society right now, with all of the unrest and people just out in the streets doing what they want to do with no regard for responsibility or concern for others.
Yeah, absolutely. He was right on the money when he was talking like that, and I think some people should have listened a little more to him because he was right on the money, you know.
So as we move forward, and we're going to talk about some of the things going on here in our Shasta County, you know, one of the things that that really made me upset this last week was I received a letter from Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency stating that somebody observed that we weren't wearing masks in the museum building there at 2110 Anderson at the museum offices. And so somebody called into the health department and complained. Well, what really makes me upset is one of the things that somebody was sitting out there deciding that they were going to point the finger at us. But the other thing is we've been closed since March. Nobody's been in the building except myself. So when I go in the building, I am listening to phone messages, taking care of business and things like that by myself because there is no staff or anything else. So what amazes me is that somebody's out there watching, complaining about our organization. And this means that they're doing it throughout the entire county, complaining about individuals that aren't following the rules according to the PPE or whatever it is. If I'm in my offices by myself, I don't need to wear a mask against myself. And so, you know, shame on Shasta County. I'm just going to say it straight up. Shame on Shasta County for sticking their nose in other people's businesses when it's none of their business to begin with.
Yeah, and we got a notice here. We can help with some of the small businesses in town. If we'll get to that later in the show, and we'll talk about that. People have rights.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. topped 4,000 daily deaths from the coronavirus for the first time this week. That breaks a record that was set just the day before. So it was a busy week for coronavirus fatalities. The surge being seen in a number of Sunbelt states where spikes of the virus were seen over the summer months as well. At a news conference in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo said despite their best efforts, hospital systems have been too slow getting out the vaccine.
For the health care population, 1A, 2.1 million total, 479,000 have been vaccinated. That's 23%. That is not 70%. We have 430,000 unused doses.
Johns Hopkins University says the U.S. had 4,085 deaths on Thursday alone. U.S. employers shed jobs last month for the first time since April, cutting 140,000 positions.
The unemployment rate had been shrinking since the big spike in April, but that drop halted in December at 6.7%. With 140,000 jobs cut last month, the numbers suggest employers have hired roughly all the workers they can afford to after having laid off more than 22 million in the spring. The economy now has nearly 10 million fewer jobs than it did before the pandemic.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas. Developers of the now-canceled Atlantic Coast Pipeline are laying out plans for how they want to go about
unwinding their work.
In a filing with federal regulators, the pipeline company proposed an approximately 24-month timeline for efforts in West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina. Progress on the pipeline project ranged from none to essentially complete in some areas. The plan outlines where the company plans to clean up felled trees and where they plan to leave them behind. It also proposes abandoning the roughly 30 miles of installed pipe in place.
That's Jeremy House reporting. More from townhall.com.
You are allowed to, and buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Federal health researchers say two states had the lion's share of cases of the coronavirus variant that emerged in Britain. Here's Jackie Quigg.
The variant is named B117. It was first detected in Colorado, which has three confirmed cases, and now a suspected fourth patient. Then came California, which now has 26 cases, according to the CDC, the highest number in the nation. Next is Florida, with 22 cases, and just a small number reported so far in New York, Georgia, and now Harris County, Texas. The variant strain is believed to be much more contagious, and the news comes as the U.S. breaks a record. 4,000 virus deaths reported in one day. 6.7 million people have received their first shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. It's a one-day gain of about 800,000. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A house in Texas could soon reach greater heights, as Jason Walker reports.
The Texas home where former President George W. Bush spent his childhood, now under study for possible designation as a national park. The National Park Service has scheduled a virtual meeting later this month to review a special resource study on what has now been named the George W. Bush Childhood Home. George H.W. Bush, his wife Barbara, and their children lived in the Midland home from 1951 to 1955. Congress directed that study in 2019. Jason Walker reporting.
Twitter banned President Trump's account on Friday, citing the risks of further incitement to violence. The social media platform blaming the president for some of his rhetoric for possibly causing the riot that occurred on Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol building. More details at townhall.com.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and this is my town. This is in Cottonwood, California. I've been here for 35 years. I love Cottonwood, California, and Shasta County, Tehama County. We live on the Tehama County side. So Northern California is our place of life. It's our place that we live. It's our place that we love. If you don't know, or if you haven't gone outside and looked and you see the beautiful mountains with the snow on them and the blue sky today, it is absolutely fantastically beautiful outside. And we are blessed to live where we live. And it is so important for us to take care of where we live and to make sure we take care of the people that live here. And Dan Scoville, once again, is our guest this morning with the Community Watch in Cottonwood and also the militia group that is down there. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
And we want, during all these this turmoil and things that are going on, we want to be able to offer people in our community the advantage of some ways that they can preserve themselves with power outages and with issues with the society and things like that that are going on. So tell us a little bit about the program and how it works.
Well, let me start. I'll give you a little background on how we, when we got started. This was back in 2010. We had a little meeting down in a bar down in Cottonwood, and it was a lot of different people from different areas. Most of the guys there I didn't even know. They all had certain backgrounds. I was invited because I was part of that the Tea Party movement back in 09 and 10. And so we all wanted to come up with something. Like, we kind of saw the writing on the wall, and I thought, what are we going to do? You know, this was during the Obama administration. We started to see some things starting to happen. So we thought, well, let's just put something together just in case. And so we had different ideas about how to go about that. But the one that stood out the most was that we have a constitutional right to assemble and become a militia group. Now, a lot of people think that word is, you know, it's radical and all these things. I can assure you that every man in that barn that started this program are from different backgrounds and races. It's all about the Constitution, about family. They're business owners. And we, at the time, it did look a little crazy, you know. But we thought, well, let's put this thing together. So we came up with training programs. We started to be involved with our communities and then let them know who we are and that we're there to protect their rights and that they had a place and a voice for them. And one of the first things we did is we started a community watch program. Well, first thing that happened, too, at that time was we had a lot of flack from the sheriff's department telling us that you don't have a right to do the things you're doing when all we were doing was keeping an eye on our town when the crime was up. And we're just making sure that – and nobody was physically doing anything. Maybe we just want to show a presence. So we had big people out there patrolling, different things like that. And then as time went on, it got to be a point where people were calling us along with the sheriff's department, and we would call the sheriff's department, let them know they were out and what we were doing. We were upfront with them all the way. And that's kind of how things got started. And then we moved to different areas. We started a kids camp. We call it the Cottonwood Minutemen Camp, and you could see that on YouTube. If you want to look, it's called Cottonwood Minutemen Camp, Our Story. And it's a little 3-minute video about, gives you an idea who we are and what we do there. One of the things we know is that the kids aren't learning things in school that they should be. The Constitution, why you stand for the pledge, why it's important to understand your land around you, your veterans. I mean, that's huge. And so we teach them how to rappel and shoot, and they learn the Constitution. We have a thing called the Fireside Chat. I mean, they really get a lot in 2 days. And so we do that two times a year. And also, we also have, and this is the California State Militia. So I'm speaking out of the Cottonwood platoon specifically, but we also have other platoons. We have Wairika, Willows, Chico, Redding, Modoc, and we got two new ones coming aboard, McLeod and Weaverville. Just to talk about Cottonwood a little bit, one thing that Cottonwood does, just one platoon by itself, we're involved with the gun shows. We're involved with, like I said, the community watch, the camp, radio shows like we're doing today, you know, telling people about who we are and what we do. We are probably 20% military. A lot of people don't know that. We are 80% support teams, which means we are involved with all kinds of community groups. Call to action committee. You know, we we have people, want get people to get on board with the state of Jefferson. We want people to be involved with the Board of Supervisors, the school boards, the Chamber of Commerce, the fire boards. This is how you get say in your communities. When you sit around and you let other people just kind of walk in there and do what they think is right, and they're not, a lot of them not even from your area, that don't understand your values, what matters to you and your community, and they start making laws and different things like that. So get involved with those. And I'll just let you know, this one thing, they had me, they asked me to be on the Chamber of Commerce. And so I was like, okay, well, it's 2 years. I'm going to do my part there. And I get in there, and now there's a lot of things we can do. I don't know if you noticed, some of you out there have heard about what happened in Cottonwood with the rodeos during all this pandemic and what have you. Well, you know, we went ahead and did things anyway. We had a car show. They tried to shut it down. So we had a cruise. And
we did a barbecue that weekend.
We did a barbecue, and your place was going wild. And
the Veterans Museum had a barbecue, drive-by barbecue that day.
Yeah.
And we sold over 1,000 meals that day. I mean, we were heavily involved with the community of Cottonwood. I think we were one of the primary vendors that day. And we did wear, we wore our gloves, we wore our masks, we did everything the way it was supposed to be. But we continued to serve the community and help keep our nonprofit moving forward.
Absolutely, and that's kind of what we need to be doing. And it's really something to see when you put these many different groups together, how strong we are as a community. We must be united, especially with what's going on right now in our times in this country. We cannot we have to do something. So what we provide is all of these different areas that you can be involved in. A lot of people don't realize militia. They think you got to get a gun and run up a hill. That is absolutely not true. That's just for a few people. The others, like I say, are involved with these different groups. And so if that's something that you'd like to do, I can really point you in the right direction, get you hooked up with certain connections of different people. The one thing also, too, that Open Shasta County is another new group, and we can talk about that a little bit. We do have a flyer that's going in front of windows. It gives you your constitutional rights and lets you know that you do have rights. And these people that are coming in telling you and pointing fingers and telling you what you do is not legal. It's not law. The governor is not able to make law like that. We have to stand up, and now's the time. They are shutting us down. They are going after the middle class. And so this is a lot that we are involved with. And then Rob Burrows in his museum. I mean, that part right there, what he's putting together with the stories and the artifacts and the different things about our history is just really something. And I'm very proud to be here with him today. So we can talk more of this. I don't know how much more time we have, but after the break, we can talk a little more.
Well, thank you, Dan. And you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We're talking about our community support here, not just in Cottonwood, but Shasta and Tama County. And we're going to be talking about giving you an opportunity, giving me some insight on how to be prepared for anything that might take place, whether it be government-wise or whether it be weather-wise, so that we can maintain ourselves and not fall through the cracks. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit. And that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. on second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and I'm proud of that ragged old flag. We had those flags that we flew in Iraq, and they were on our Humvees as we drove across the countryside, the sand and the desert and the blowing wind, and they would get ragged and tattered and windblown. But it was from the character of the flag flying. It was from the character of the men who served underneath those flags. And when those flags came home, it was the character that we brought back with us, that we showed that we had served properly and that we had served honorably for our nation. We served honorably for our nation, and it didn't matter who you are or where you were. It didn't matter if you were a prison thug or if you were the best citizen in town. We served because you were Americans, and we served for our America, which the flag represents. And the flag represents the original founding of our Constitution and the country that we have and what it, our God and our country and ourselves and our families. And that's what the flag represents, and the blood of the men and women who served and died for it. And so we're proud of that flag. We're proud of those founding documents, and we're proud of that moral courage that it took for us to do what we had to do and come home. And now we're bringing that moral courage here to our community, because now we are standing up for our citizens in our community to make sure that we don't lose our homes, that we don't lose our families, that we don't lose our citizens in our towns and in our counties. And this is how we're stepping up and doing it, by being like-minded. Good morning again. Our guest this morning is Dan Scoville.
Yeah, I guess we're going to get into the what people can do to prepare. Is that where you'd like to go? One of the things that we provide in the militia is we have a training program. We train every third Sunday of the month. And what we provide there is communications, radios, medical training, weapons training. We have been a part of search and rescue. We've worked in food banks during the fires. We have animal rescues we've also done. And different things like that. I would highly recommend now just to stock up, because of what potentially we could be going through here in a couple of weeks. I have my own theory about what's coming. I would stock up on, you know, make sure you have food and water, fill up your tank of your car, truck, and put a little cash away, and just be prepared for the next couple of weeks, because things are going to get a little turbulent.
And we don't even know what direction the turbulence is coming from. You know, one of the things we look at, Dan, is they just produce another $1 trillion in all these benefits, the $600 a person going out. You know, there's no gold or silver that stands behind that. It's just paper money. And every time they print all of that money, our dollar becomes thinner and thinner toward inflation. And getting to the point where almost like another depression in the 20s. And what we're talking about here is not about scaring anybody. It's about bringing awareness to people that, hey, look, life is happening all around us. It doesn't look good, so you better be prepared. If you don't have a life raft, you better get one, because if the boat sinks, you're going to be swimming in cold water with sharks.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something to watch that the government was going to send all this money overseas, which they may have, and they give us, you know, $600. So the people are suffering. Businesses are being closed down all over the place. People are trying to make ends meet, and the middle class is really in big trouble right now. And so I really would highly recommend that people, if you haven't already, start preparing yourself. This is not the end of times or anything like that, I don't believe, but it's best to be ready, and because you don't know what's around the next corner.
Well, and I know during Christmas and Thanksgiving time frame, the Northern California Veterans Museum, through Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, we're able to support over 200 military families with food, with turkeys and hams and groceries during that time frame. And so it was greater this year than it has been in the past. So we know that there's a need out there. That's just our veterans community. And so we know that there are other needs that are out there also.
Yeah, it's always bothered me, too. I see these commercials on here, like the Wounded Warriors Project, where they're great foundations. And it seems to me that, you know, why isn't our government helping them, men and women, a little bit more than they are? It's, and they went out and sacrificed everything for our freedoms. But yet they haven't to ask for money on television.
It seems to me that the VA is glad and raises its hand and head to show how much money they're saving by not paying veterans. They should be the organization that spends more on veterans than the welfare society does. Yeah. I mean, we take better care of our homeless people who are drug addicts than we do men and women who serve this nation honorably.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is still true. It probably is, but the illegal immigrant baby will get more benefits than a World War II veteran. And that is just not okay. They need to be taken care of. They need help. We need to be there to help them.
And we have so many, so few World War II veterans left. I mean, we're down to like 0.25% of 1% left of our World War II veterans across our nation.
Yeah, I'm blessed to have one. I know, and I visit them all the time, and the stories are something. I love hearing the stories, and that's why I was always drawn to you and your museum. And just we really need to acknowledge these people for what they've done for all of us.
Well, would you like me to talk about this notice?
Yeah, there is a notice that we put out. It was written up by a constitutional scholar and put together by some people I know. It gives you your rights as far as when they come in there, they start bossing you around and telling you.
In your businesses.
You've seen a lot of that now, these little mass Nazis or whatever you want to call them. You do have rights, and I think Rob is going to read that paper too, and you can put this on your storefront window, and we're going to back you all the way on this.
So this is a notice. It's the Emergency Services Act. The Emergency Services Act does not provide extra constitutional powers to any government agent or agency. So this would be going in the front window of your business, and it says these premises are protected from undue and unlawful intrusion by government agents and agencies under the laws of the United States, the United States Constitution, and its Bill of Rights, as outlined in Amendments 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, and 14. These premises and the business conducted therein are also protected by the California Constitution and its Charter of Rights. Harassment of this business, its owners, employees, or customers who are engaging in lawful pursuits by any and all government agents or agencies will be prosecuted under 18 U.S.C. Sections 241, 242. Civil remedies will also be sought against said agencies or agencies under U.S.C. 42, Section 1983. These rights and premises are protected by the California State Militia. Be advised that harassment and interference of the law of lawful activities in this business by any government agent or agency may be met with resistance by law.
Yes, sir.
So it's pretty straightforward. You can say that, that's one of the things that really burned me about Shasta County sending me a letter of reprimand for somebody in our building not wearing a mask when nobody's been here since March except myself. And when I go into my facility to answer the phones in my facility as an individual, I do not wear a mask by myself. I will not wear a mask by myself. Well, number one reason is I'm by myself. And number two is my glasses fog up because it's cold in there and I can't do any work.
Yeah. You know, I'm no doctor either and I don't pretend to be one. But I will tell you this, that to me is a way to control the population and it's a way to break down the middle class. And any of the third world countries that, if you're familiar with, the one thing they do not have is a middle class. They have the powerful and they have the poor. And we cannot go down that road.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions and Dan Scoville. We'll be right back.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992.
Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palosidro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it, let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And boy, Merle Haggard had it right on the money. And that was back in the 70s. And once again, you know, I think one of our biggest problems that we have, Dan, is there's so many people coming across the border with so many different idealisms, religions, and everything else. And they were never brought into the spectrum of what the United States was originally founded for. So they bring in all these different concepts. They bring in all these different ideas and thoughts. And religions that dilute our own, the Christianity that this nation was founded upon. And then people wonder, well, how come they're not walking down the middle of the road so that we know that that's where the main structure, the spine of our nation is. We don't have a spine of our nation any longer. A spine is the solidity, the portion of your body that holds it together, and the ribs go out to the outsides. And now there is no spine. It just goes out to the ribs, and the nation's falling apart because it doesn't have a spine any longer. We don't have people to stand up for the original moral courage of what this nation was founded for. And because they have no foundation, they're like a bunch of jellyfish because they have no foundation. They just kind of flop all over the place.
Yeah, that's something to see. You look at our in our past, we had Ellis Island. People came in here, and they didn't have some of them, two nickels rubbed together. And they come in there and ask for anything. They get in there. They start a business. They want to assimilate into the country. They loved America. They understood what the rest of the world was doing. And this was the place you could go to become free. This is the first free country ever. And everywhere else has been tyrants, kings, and dictators. And now people are coming here, you know, where's mine?
Where's my free check?
They don't have to do anything. They don't, you know, it's just something to watch. And now they're tearing down our culture and tearing down our history. You know, my family roots go all the way back to to the side of the Yankees during the Civil War. I'm not against the Confederate flags or any of these things. That's our history. I love it. I want to go read about it. I want to see it. I want to talk about it. And there's nothing wrong with seeing whatever it is, good or bad. At least, you know, if you know your history, then you most likely you'll fix whatever's coming down the road. But we got to watch what's happening right now. We're starting to lose who we are as a country right before our very eyes, and it all starts with what those types of things you're talking about.
Well, and myself and my own background, I went to Indian. I'm American Indian from right here in Northern California. That all my ancestors are buried up there in Trinity County. They're Wintu Indians. And so when you talk about the preservation of your community and the preservation of your home, I mean, this can get any more home than home right here in Northern California, because this is where my ancestors were from the very beginning as American Indians. If anybody has reason to go march on Capitol Hill, it's the American Indians who had their land taken from them. They were murdered and everything else to be where they're at. So many other people that are there complaining and everything else. They've had everything for free their whole lives. It's been handed to them to the point that, oh, well, we've got so much time on our hands. Let's be destructive. Idle hands bring destruction.
Yeah, and I'm from Nebraska originally. I was raised on a farm there, and they talked about the stories about the Indians. And I love all about it. And they have, you know, it is something to see. Yeah, they should be the ones standing up there arguing about, you know, at the Capitol, whatever. I had my last class that we did last month. I had a family of Vietnamese come in, and they said, we just moved here. And they said, we see what's happening right now because we just left from this. And we have to be real careful. And most of the people that come from other countries know what it's like to live in a tyrannical government. Cubans, Russians, and I have a lot in some of my circles, and they talk about this, and they see it before we'll see it because we're so used to just, you know, with the frog and the warm water that's boiling. So they know right out of the gate what's going on. So anyway, it was really interesting to be able to talk to them, get to know them, and they want to join the militia, and that's what they did, you know. And so it's something to see.
Well, one of the things that really kind of rubs me is so many people that live in a bubble, their little world is still okay. They have their job. They have their food. They go from home to work or whatever else. And they don't watch the TV. They listen to satellite radio, so they don't listen to any commercials or any of the stuff that's going on. They're oblivious to all of the things that are taking place. And so they just don't care.
Right.
See, they don't have enough wherewithal to be able to step forward and make proper decisions or to know what's taking place. And they will be some of the first individuals that go, oh, I didn't know that. Why didn't somebody tell me?
Yeah.
And well, where the heck have you been?
Yeah, and it's happening, and I see it now, too. You know, all of a sudden people are like, okay, you know, what I need to do, but which is better late than never. one of the things that we also do, we teach, you know, kids how to garden. Why aren't we doing that anymore? It's not radical.
You just go to Walmart. You need to plant seed.
Yeah. And raise animals. I have a small farm in Cottonwood, and one of the neatest things that I have the kids show up to buy their animals. We raise little Nigerian dwarf goats, and we are a breeder, and probably one of the biggest breeders in this parts anyway. And they come from all over, but the kids come up, and they fall in love with these little animals. I mean, it's and they're taking them home, and they learn how to raise an animal, you know, and feed it and take care of it. Well, right now, kids, they're just not getting some of these things that we need to be teaching. Maybe that's not available to a lot of them, but I hope that some people out in the crowd today have kids or grandkids, really look into the Cottonwood Minutemen Camp, because we really teach a lot of those, we think, that are extremely important values of kids raised, growing into this society. You need to know what it is to be an American, what it is to be self-reliant.
Well, they used to call it the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
And now those programs have become so diluted and delusional and politically correct and not politically correct that the program basically, I mean, the kids show up and stand around and look at each other because they don't know who they are, they don't know what they are, and they don't know what the program's about.
Right.
You know, we when we were Boy Scouts, we had a compass. I can remember having a compass and being taught north, south, east, and west, and knowing that no matter where you stood, the needle would always point to the north, to true north. And when we were growing up in our lives, and we used the compass for many analogies as Boy Scouts, but to other things in our lives to be able to know where north was, especially if you're a Christian, because God is your north.
Right.
That's where you go to. That's what guides your footsteps. That's where your light for your path is, so you can know what your moral compass is, the moral compass that has been taken away from our society and even diluted. And our own churches don't even teach about moral compasses any longer.
Oh,
that might offend somebody. Well, you know what? We need to offend somebody. Let's offend somebody.
Yeah.
Because we need to get back to the truth. We need to get back to the brass tacks. And like you said, our situational awareness of what's going on. And bringing back the basics to our people, because one of the things that Saddam Hussein did at the beginning of the Gulf War was he went into the towns and he killed all the teachers, he killed the instructors, he killed the professors, he took away any of the religious leaders that were there that weren't part of his sect. And therefore, the people had no leadership. They didn't have any school, they were uneducated, and that is how you manipulate a society, is put them in a situation where they'll believe anything because nobody has taught them what the original foundation and the basics are.
Yeah, and you're seeing it in our cities. They burned down our cities. They're tearing down statues. I mean, you're tearing down an Abraham Lincoln statue. They have not been taught any American history. If you're
not only that, but that's what Hitler did in 1937, 38, and 39. They took away all of the books and all the guns, and they said, look, we'll protect you now. We've taken all the threats away. We'll protect you. And that was in 1939.
Yeah.
And then the beginning of World War II and the annihilation of the Jews took place.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities from the 30s of Nazi Germany to what's happening now. It's a long time. That was a long time ago. But there's a lot of things that look the same to me when I look out there. You're seeing censorship right now. You know they want to take your guns. You know they want to infringe on your private property rights. These are all violations of our Constitution, and you have to stand up against it.
And right now we're seeing it. Right now, number one is the First Amendment, our freedom of speech. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
It happens to a mother. She is given birth. Her heart is filled with joy while her body's filled with hurt. She holds the baby close to her despite the pain he caused. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. It happens to a soldier fighting for his home. Fear wells up inside him, and yet he still goes on. Even though he knows he may be the next to fall, when it comes to love, you don't count the cost. You don't count the heartache. And all that counts is what you feel inside. It doesn't really matter what is gained or what is lost. When it comes to love, no, you don't count the cost.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And, you know, when you step up and you love a cause, like we love our nation, we love our community, we love our God, we love our families, you don't count the cost. You don't look and say, oh, it's going to cost me this to go do that. You step up and you do it because it's the right thing to do. You step up and do it because your life is based on that. And if your life isn't based on, I suggest you go out and find something positive for your life to be based on, because our community is so important for us to be able to take care of each other and to make things, make sure things are taken care of. Dan, as we move forward with this deal, you know, I've been all over the world. I've served in Europe. I've served in the South Pacific. I served in the Middle East. And I call Cottonwood, California, my home. It was established in 1845, the first city or the first township in the state of California. And before anything else in Shasta County, Cottonwood was here. And so, and we're still going strong. It's, some people call Cottonwood the Old West. Well, that's okay, because the Old West was where people stood up for what they believed. They believed something, they stood up, and then when there was evil, they stood up against evil. And that's okay for Cottonwood to still be the Old West, because we're going to stand up for what we believe. We're going to stand up for what's right. And our founding fathers give us that moral strength and that moral courage for us to step back. We were talking about losing our First Amendment rights, freedom of speech. They're taken away from the president. Who knows who they're going to take it away from next? They could take it away from you and I. They could take it away from the average person on the street. And so these are things that we need to watch, things that we need to be aware of.
Absolutely. I mean, if they can do it to the president, well, guess what?
Nobody's protected.
Everybody is at risk. And that, you know, won't be long before they come after our Second Amendment rights. And like I said earlier, your private property rights and eventually the whole Constitution. I'd like to let everybody know that we are available if anybody would like to come to one of my new recruit classes. We will have one this month on the 17th of January. And that class will be at 10 a.m. in the morning. And we could talk a lot more about all these things that we have. We kind of went over today. There's so much more. The address there is 20859 Front Street, and that's in Cottonwood, and that is Rob's firehouse.
Well, the firehouse is actually 3271 Brush Street, so it's right there on the corner.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, he's so nice, and he's nice enough to let us use that, and he's been this way for a long time, and we're very grateful to have him in our community. And so some of the things that I would like to tell people is be prepared, keep your phones charged, keep your gas in your car, have a go bag. There's nothing wrong with having an emergency bag or a little emergency medical kit around your, even in the trunk of your car, things like that. You know, just be aware of anything that may be coming, you know, around.
Should do that anyway. You're running out of gas on the side of the highway. You need to have some granola bars so you don't have a sugar issue, and or whatever else. It's just good common sense to be prepared.
Right. I mean, I see these stories. Sometimes people drive up to the snow, and then they get trapped up there.
No food for days.
They don't have anything. And then somebody has to come up there and rescue them and these things. And I'm like, well, you already know you're going to the snow, and you have your family with you, so... but anyway, just, I would like to let everybody know that we are here for you. If there's anything we can do to help you as far as keeping your stores open or being trained or being part of an organization or a group, we have contacts to everything. And the more of us, the better. And, I just want to offer our services for anybody who would like to have it. So
the building there in Godwood is 3271 Brush Street. That's the old historic firehouse. And we usually, that's the new restoration facility for the Northern California Veterans Museum, which is full of antique vehicles and antique military items and things like that, where we're working on preserving them, getting ready for the new museum facility as we move forward. And, it's a great opportunity for a meet and greet. If you'd like to find out who else in the community is concerned about being able to take care of things, if you'd like to network and know other individuals that are concerned citizens just like yourself, this program is all about being able to do that. And like Dan said, we have a lot of veterans that are part of the program. We have widows whose husbands have passed, and they're there to find out how to protect themselves, young and old. The whole idea is that we are a community of individuals who come together to say, we want to know people in our community who we can go to trust, that we can help, that can help me, and so that we can survive any situation. When the snow came down and we had the Snowmageddon 2 years ago in February, which is coming up 2 years on February 14th, right around the corner, the individuals from the community watch went out and cut down trees. They cleared roads. They shoveled snow. They made it so the individuals who were stuck, widows and everything else, We went out and cleaned all of the stuff out of a widow's location there in Cottonwood with the Northern California Veterans Museum so that she could get out. And her husband was ambulatory, so she had to get her vehicle out to get her husband to the hospital. And we cut those oak trees down, got our brush and everything else cleaned and taken care of for so she could go to the hospital. Her husband would have died otherwise. That's how important it is for a community to come together when things happen, for us to be necessarily thrown out of our norm, but we can be prepared for the unnormal.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, too, I want to pass this other information on. We also have companies in Sacramento, the Bay Area, and L.A., if you know anybody in those areas, which, you know, the big cities could be hostile, you know, so they need to have a place that they can go or at least start thinking about it. We'll give you out a contact number. Feel free to call it. It's area code 530-353-9326. And then somebody will get back to you as soon as they can. And then at least give you a contact number and then times and dates of events that are coming up.
Give us that number again, Dan.
That number is area code 530-353-9326.
All right, so if you need that information, once again, it's 530-353-9326. And the address for the meeting on the 17th will be 3271 Brush Street. This is the old historic firehouse downtown Cottonwood. And what time was that again, Dan?
It'll be at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yes.
On the 17th.
Yep.
So it's an opportunity, once again, for you to come together and be with like-minded individuals. Even if you just want to come and get more information, the information will be handed out. You can meet your neighbors. You can meet people that are like-minded. And the whole idea is that you're not alone. You have a support group. One of the biggest factors is when a storm hits or whatever else, if you don't have any resources or even to be able to know who to call, that can be 90% of the battle. And so, you know, this is important for all of us to be aware of the situation and go like that. If you're stranded and you don't have any way of getting your vehicle out or anything else like that because of a storm or whatever it might be, there'll be a group of phone numbers for individuals, like you said, so that you know who your neighbors are that are part of the program and come together to work together to make sure that we are successful in our community. We are part of the solution and not part of the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And one more thing I can say before we get off the air today is that the one thing you can do today, other than, you know, stock up a little food, put gas in your car, those types of things, get to know who your neighbors are, and a lot of us don't have that option. But if you can, get to know who's there for you and work as a group together in case there ever was a crisis of some sort. Have a plan. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. And you're going to have a few neighbors in there that you probably, you know. But start there and just work together and you know, don't just sit and do nothing and wait until the storm hits you. I would highly advise that you set a plan out and then go ahead and see it through.
Dan, thanks again for being our guest here this morning. And we want to remind you, Dr. Patricia Bay, Therapy in a Nutshell, 1105. She's going to be coming on next, and she'll be helping you with some more questions about anything you might be having as far as fear in our community or anything else. She's got some great solutions and some great answers. You've been listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll see you next time.